Elizabeth Licata, editor of Buffalo Spree, welcome back to our studios and joining us on Press Pass.
Hi, Lynn. Thanks for having me back.
Oh, it's great to see you. Preservation Ready is your column that you write each month for the Buffalo Spree, and you are bringing us some updates today. First, we're going to talk a little bit about the former Fairfield Library on Amherst Street, North
That's
Buffalo.
That's right. The thing is, you know, we do these articles every month, and then, you know, I move on to the next building, but, you know, months later, those buildings are still there. The issues that surround them are still there. So what I've been trying to do is update our readers, which I'll be actually publishing in our May issue. But I can tell you, for our listeners now, Eileen, that with the Fairfield Library, it does look as though there is going to be some movement there. There is a developer, Dave Pollock, with Creative Structures Services, and they are going to make five apartments there, plus a small office. Now, the Fairfield did not receive local landmark status, which was a possibility. So he'll be able to do things with the buildings that might not pass muster with the Preservation Board. I'm not sure. But I've seen the drawings. He sent me some very pretty renderings of what's going to happen there, and the exterior looked very good from the drawings. So they're going to start work possibly in August.
Well, and he's also remodeled the former church on Parkside
That's
Avenue
right.
and done similar apartments.
That's right.
So.
Yes, on his website you can see 700 Parkside is beautiful former church. It still looks beautiful. So we've got some positive forward movement there.
How soon does it look like this will get started?
Well, he's doing his due diligence now, is what he says. So he'll be hopefully in the summer. He has to do studies. He has to show the city of Buffalo, who still own it, that he has the resources and can do what he says he's going to do.
Another important piece of property that you and I left off on our last conversation was the former Trico building.
Well, a lot has happened. And, you know, when I first wrote that piece back in January, no one would go on the record. Not even the preservationists who were in, you know, talks with the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus, who are the developers of the ownership, is sort of a complex matter. But now it's a public issue. There have been two public meetings. The Preservation Board has voted unanimously to make it a local landmark. It is already on the National Register. The Common Council has to approve that designation. That vote will not be happening until the end of this month. The other thing that happened is that Rocco Termini, the developer, offered to buy the building for a dollar, which BNMC President Matt Entsis had mentioned as a possibility. We don't know how seriously. And but Rocco seemed serious. I saw him make this offer at a meeting that was held recently.
This really changes from when the Buffalo Medical Campus had talked about possible demolition.
Well, so. Yes. I mean, the demolition possibility is still out there. There's a lot of possibilities that are still out there. I think the process needs to play out. The preservationists need to have their say. The Common Council needs to decide if it's a local landmark. Someone wants to demolish it, then they need to make that case. And all these possibilities have to be weighed, and then a good decision has to be made. And if that takes time, well, it should take time. The building has sat there since 2005 with nothing, 2006 or 7 with nothing, so it can sit a little bit longer. It's not going anywhere, and until we do the right thing.
And the good thing is they did collect public input recently with their hearings.
Yes, and there's going to be more. You know, once a building is gone, all those possibilities for reuse, all those wonderful things that it could be, those things are gone too. There are there's a big empty lot near me, south of Main and Goodell, that used to be two historic buildings, the Schmidt Building and the Verners Building. Well, that's been empty since 2005, and I have heard nothing about anything being built there. And it's not a pretty sight, Eileen.
Tell us about another property, the property on Bustai Avenue.
That's very interesting. 771 Bustai, the Wilkinson House, very historic. Local landmark, big player in Buffalo history, still very handsome building, Italianate. But the demolition of that building is because of the Public Bridge Authority is still, in spite of all the contraction of the Peace Bridge plans that we've heard about, going to expand their plaza. We don't know exactly how or what they're going to do exactly, but they still have seven structures that they say will be demolished. And it doesn't really matter if they're local landmarks or not, because the PPA has power that nobody else has.
Tell us about the historic benefit of that particular piece of property.
Well, it's a local landmark, and there's a general who had the house who was instrumental in the Civil War. It's a Civil War hero. Had the house. So that's part of the history of that house. It's a very interesting house, and there's a very interesting story.
Your Preservation Ready piece from this month is about the Shea Seneca, place in South Buffalo that sometimes we forget about.
We don't think of maybe of South Buffalo being filled with historic properties, but this was built by the same Michael Shea who built Shea's Buffalo, who he wasn't the architect, but who, you know, was the impresario, if you will, who created all these wonderful theaters throughout Buffalo, and a lot of them are gone. Some of them are still here, like the North Park, like the glorious Shea's Buffalo. But if you look at this building on Seneca, it's occupied. It's not really endangered. And unfortunately, the theater part of it, the auditorium part of it, has been demolished, but it still has a lot of that grandeur with the tall windows. There used to be a marquee, just like the Shea's Buffalo has. It has that classical Adams-style facade, and inside, I've just read stories about how ornate the lobby was. It was just gorgeous. It was this magnificent theater that people went to see movies at as recently as I believe, the 60s, and people still remember going to see movies there. I've been online and read their stories, and then it was a nightclub for a while, and zombies played there. Imagine.
Wow. Being reused, though.
Oh, yes, yes. AmeriCorps, the company that's grown out of AmeriCorps, is in there. And they do a lot of great work, and they're keeping the building occupied, and they're keeping the block busy and active.
Elizabeth Licata, editor of Buffalo Spree, thank you so much for keeping us updated on Preservation Ready and what's happening across our great city with historic buildings.
Thanks, Eileen.